Should everyone take B12? Why? Does it make a difference? What type?
The only supplement that I tell everyone, I don't have to know you out there, you better all take, man, woman, children, meat eaters, not meat eaters, or B12. I'm on my 34th year of doing research on that. It's a plague. And I don't want to get into it. We don't have the time today, but you may want to see interviews with me in the past on YouTube or on The Real Truth, where I describe exactly what I discovered by going to the NYU and Harvard medical libraries, that we're lacking part of our intestinal anatomy that we had hundreds and hundreds of years ago. And the little pocket that the cultured bacteria we call B12, that's what it is, a soil-based microorganism, no longer has a place to culture there. So we all have an ongoing need to get B12. And so it should be a bacterial living form, plant-based form. Ours is extracted from an algae. It's raw, it's methylated, as well as, you know, two or three other types of B12 in it. So you don't need a lot. You need one of these a day. It's very rare I give two to people. Inexpensive.
Should everyone take flour or bee pollen? Doesn't it have sugar in it? And why do we need this?
No, it has little to no sugar. It has major amino acid proteins in it. Really, really moral vegans. And I must say, I like to perceive myself as a moral vegan, but I must not be, because sometimes I'll take the bee pollen. And they do abuse the bees. Let's not be, you know, hidden about that. They actually, if you look at bee pollen until they filter it, it has wings and legs and everything else of the bees, because the bee's trying to get itself into the queen bee. And you know how we boys are. You see a hot number there, you're going to do everything you can to get to her. And they wiggle through something half the size of their body weight, and often they dismember themselves in doing it to carry that pollen into the bee. So flower pollen is far more ethical. They collect it with silk gloves and human hands. And the best in the whole world is from Sweden. Most research behind it called Synergy. Nope, that's wrong. Surrogate from Sweden. And the reality is that I take every day pollen. And when you look at pollen, really get on the internet and look at it. There's three pages of nutrients it has in it. And I've noticed over the decades I've been taking it, every year they add two or three new things they didn't know was in there before. So it's an amazing, amazing, amazing food supplement.
Should everyone take glutathione? What form should we get it in? And why do we need this?
Well, glutathione was an enigma until recently, where I understood the benefit of glutathione. It actually activates the mitochondria, the energy source of every cell. I mean, that's pretty important. So if you want your cells to be smart and muscular, you want to have glutathione. And so I looked at, there was back then 8 different companies, and they didn't work at all. Not one of them worked. I actually put people on a test 2.5 months later, put them on all of it, lots of them, double, triple of what they said to take. And there wasn't one that worked. And then a doctor, some of my team members went out to California to a conference. They came back, they said they met a doctor who was an MD who had a laboratory, and he left medicine and ran a laboratory for a while. And he noted what I found, yes, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, that when you lack glutathione, some of these nutrients, you're going to get in trouble. And glutathione is one of those. And he found the same thing I did on the West Coast, so 3,000 miles apart, and said, I've got to find a way to create glutathione. So he found a way to mix it with fats so that it's adherent to the human cell. A liposol is what they call it. And so there's a liquid liposol form that we've been using successfully here for a very long time. I take it every day because you want that cell to be energized, not for only physical energy, but emotional energy. You know, you have to get a stability within there. And I've seen this be one of the factors. It doesn't work so much directly on the immune system, but it's one of the factors to reverse and prevent disease.
Should everyone take magnesium? What form should we get it in? Can't we just get this from food? And why do we need this?
Well, again, almonds are really at the top of the list, but getting raw almonds, as I pointed out in America, they've taken them off the market. But let me tell you, magnesium is so important. As we mentioned earlier, cardiovascular disease, a big important muscle. That's one of them. How about the muscles themselves? Every muscle in your body requires magnesium. It's a relaxant. Sleeping, you require magnesium, or your nervous system's like this all night long. And the fact of the matter is, the cheapest one is just as good as all of them. And the cheapest one in this case isn't Eden. It's magnesium oil. So I don't know any good health store that you can't find magnesium oil. And where you put it is the creases behind your elbows, a little bit. You don't schlock it on, just a little bit. Creases behind your knees, same area. Right and left side of pubic hair near the hip. Not near the hair, but near the hip and on the heart. And if you have one of the above problems I mentioned, you put it on 2 or 3 times a day. If you don't, you do what I do, once a day. Now, I also take the Eden oral form because I'm very active. You know, I use my muscles an awful lot. And so, but make sure you're getting magnesium every day or eating something with it. There's a lot of foods that have magnesium in it too.
Should everyone take organic ionic selenium? Where do you get these types of minerals and why do we need this? Should we all eat Brazil nuts to get this? Do Brazil nuts have high counts of radioactive minerals?
Well, let me say to you that Brazil nuts are just like any nut. How are they grown? Are they in rich soil? They measure some Brazil nuts. They have loads of selenium in it. One has more than 3 of the other type, or some have very little in it. So that's really the quality, the source, big time. Good source. What's interesting is about 15% of the population are allergic to Brazil nuts. It's one of the highest, you know, peanuts are at the top of the list, but Brazil nuts are probably second. Cashews number 3 on that one. And this is why I really strongly advise taking raw, good source Brazil nuts. But barring that, the Eden company that I mentioned 2 other times is my choice. They pioneered it. There's nobody doing the same thing, and there's nobody doing it better, I can tell you now.
Should everyone take probiotics? And if so, for how long? Should we take it daily forever?
Well, that would be the smart thing to do. Finally, even mainstream medicine's turning in the direction of the importance of healthy fauna and flora bacteria within the intestinal tract. Now, I've been jumping up and down yelling since I was a boy in my 20s at how incredibly valuable it is to have healthy bacteria and not bad bacteria. Because I was telling something that now is finally coming out to be true, that serotonin, which is the happy juice that makes you not have depression, that makes you have optimism, that gives you upbeat, 90% of it comes from the intestinal tract. And if you don't have an incredibly healthy flora, a garden, think of it as a healthy organic garden you've been cultivating for 20 years, you're not going to create the serotonin and the quality of serotonin. So this is where a lot of depressions, and I think even more grievous problems, bipolar, schizophrenia, one of the sources, as some of my psychiatric colleagues, not psychiatric, but psychiatrist colleagues, they are psychiatric, some of them. Number 2, your immune system. 70 to 80% of your immune system, it depends upon healthy, balanced bacteria. And so this is something we've been focusing on here, our intestinal health, since we opened our doors at Hippocrates. And one of the ways that we help to clean that up is wheatgrass implants. We're injecting fresh raw juice directly into the anal opening. It acts as an antiseptic. It acts also as a prebiotic. Prebiotics, a lot of you are conned into buying this. All it is cellulose from plants. So what the human body was built to consume to keep healthy bacteria in the intestine are plants. When you eat an animal, it does the opposite. Think of it in a very logical way. If I said to you, go out and buy your organic chicken, buy your organic free-range fish, whatever you yuppies think, and put it in your kitchen, but don't refrigerate it for a couple of days. How about 2-3 days, you come back. What happens? It stinks, it rots, you don't even go into the kitchen because the bacteria, bad bacteria outgrowth has proliferated. Don't you think a similar thing happens in your intestinal tract? So you're actually creating food for bad bacteria. You're multiplying bad bacteria. Organic, fresh greens, raw, because once you cook, the cellulose is gone. It's in value, no value at that point. Raw organic green vegetable is what the universe told you you need to make healthy bacteria. Come on, people. You know, this is so easy. You know, this diet and that diet. Talk about the diet that the body requires. The diet I've seen in a clinical setting work on hundreds of thousands of people.
Should teenagers take these supplements that you recommend for adults? B12, algae, organic raw green powder, flower or bee pollen, zinc, selenium, magnesium, food-based vitamin C, alpha lipoic acid, and glutathione. Are there any others that kids need?
Well, I mean, I can tell you, I raised all of my kids taking all of those and many more as they grew up. Kids, teenagers, people below 25 need it more than you and I do. You know, at 25, we stop growing. Now, we used to say 21, but we've learned since. Once they started to do neuron or brain research, we realized the human brain doesn't regulate the rational part of the brain until you're 25. We may stop growing at around 21, another 4 years. So that's when your kids are still freaking out at 24. Wait a year or two. They may calm down a little bit. I started to have normal relationships with my kids in their late 20s again. But the truth of the matter is they are growing. They are developing. They are still taking cells and making organs and getting taller and have much more need than somebody 40 or somebody 60 has to have. Not to say you shouldn't have it. So the problem with this conversation, and let's be open about it, is it's great for me to say you can take all of this. I have the money to do that. Many of you listening out there do not have the money to do this. So don't think that this whole conversation we're having with these questions on the real truth now are a necessity. We're talking about maximum benefit, ideal. Can people live in a healthy way with just inexpensive, like sprouts, which 1 pound gives you 10 pounds of food, the most nutritious food, highest protein, highest vitamins, highest. Sure, you can live inexpensive. Will you get almost everything you need? Absolutely. Go back to a question I answered about 30 minutes ago, where he said, well, do you take supplements? Do you need supplements when you're eating a plant-based diet? The answer is no, you don't need them. Are there still things missing in soil? Are you still expelling 4 times more energy than a normal person, not normal, but an average person has? And the answer is yes. So you have to take this into account. But the first and foremost thing, the foundation of this conversation is a healthy diet, a healthy mind, and an exercise program. Now, you may want to add extra energy, extra pizzazz, extra everything else. These supplements are great. I was lucky. I could afford to give it to my children. Plus that I buy this stuff wholesale. I give it to my grandchildren. They grandmom and grandpa, by the way, aren't the most fun people at Christmas and birthdays. We give supplements to our kids.
Should we eat fermented food like sauerkraut? Is the salt in it undesirable? Do we need fermented foods to build our gut microbiome?
Well, it's certainly a way that people gravitated to throughout history. Practically every single culture in the world, if you look, they use fermented food. The Asian cultures, the European cultures, et cetera. What's interesting, if you look at the Blue Zone studies, now I think they're up to 7 or 8 little tribes of people that commonly live above 100 years. Almost every one of them eat fermented food. So obviously it has some positive impact on the gastrointestinal tract. One of the impacts, let's repeat again, is the cellulose roughage in the raw sauerkraut. But there's other impacts too. It brings a handful of good bacteria. It's not going to do what the body requires, give you that full spectrum of it. That's done in the supplement. So, Hippocrates' life-give supplements are the most comprehensive that mimic exactly what a healthy intestinal tract would have in it. But remember this, everything that's going to help is going to be a positive thing, 1 step further in having a longer, healthier, disease-free life.